Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Praise the Lord. Welcome, my friends, to the program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in right now, today. Did you know that the end days are upon you? Get ready. Jesus is coming very soon. Be an informed Christian as you listen to the Prophecy News Behind the News on Signs of the Times International Radio, hosted by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, called and ordained by God's own audible voice, not the voices or doctrines of mere men. Speaking to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth, the last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. This program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs support, just as a true spiritual church needs support for messages preached from the pulpit. And my pulpit, for you, my friends, is this radio program. Just pray and ask God what He would have you do to help this program stay on the air. Because this program is listener-supported and cannot stay on the air without your help and support with your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. And that's the truth. Now for our last days and times quick Bible study, King James Version, from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. But if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason for the hope that is in you. Watchman comment, the word suffer has two meanings, one in a good sense, to be well off, and in a bad sense, two, to suffer sadly, much like a sick person. But here in these verses, suffering for righteousness' sake makes a true truth Christian happy to know that whatever the cause, it is a good thing, and a true truth Christian is not afraid. So do not be troubled, my friends, by the troublings that set upon you, but instead be counted worthy in the battle against the troublings, for you are blessed, blessed, blessed. Amen and amen. When the sanctity of Yahweh is in your heart, you cannot lose the battle. And then you will always have a ready answer for every man the Lord God Almighty puts in your path. Prepare yourself through the victories of battles, for then you will have reason to hope and be able to share that hope with all mankind, saved and sinner alike. Amen and amen. Because when hope resides in you, you simply cannot be conquered by troubles. No matter how much Satan throws at you, you will have the rebuke for him even when it comes from others who are mere men. Hallelujah, amen. Let's get ready for those troubles and know how to rebuke them as we continue with this program as the end draws near. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Enough said, get right and get ready. Amen. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 1, 2.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said,
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Yea, I say unto thee, who will hear my voice, saith the Lord? Who will do my will? Who will become my righteous? Who will obey my word and my commandments? Who will do all these things, saith the Lord, but those who love me truly and are called according to my will, who desire to serve me with all their heart, and with all their mind and with all their strength. I say unto my remnant, come now, for the day of the Lord is at hand, saith God.
Now, a true truth prophecy quick Bible study from the King James Version. My, on this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of men. Luke chapter 24, verse 25. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Watchman comment, the word fool speaks to those who will not try to understand the true truth word of God Almighty. They are those who are unwise and very foolish. There are those types of fools who listen to this program, then call me names and try to dissuade me against the blessed name of Christ Jesus, as they try to no avail to teach me their own false doctrines. They are the true fools, but their hearts are so hard and stony, they just cannot see with their eyes or hear with their ears the true truth of the gospel I teach and preach. I pray they keep listening, though, as this warrior of the one true God, the I Am, drives home the deliverance they need to hear on each and every program. Hallelujah, amen. The word slow means that they are inactive in their minds and slow to apprehend or believe. And though I hate to use a third definition of slow, the word is stupid. Why? Because they think they are smart. Colossians chapter 1, verse 21. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works. Colossians chapter 2, verse 18. Vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. Colossians chapter 3, verse 6. For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. My, what can I say except to again quote our study verse, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Brother Johnson, God's watchman, has spoken the true truth word of Almighty Yahweh. Amen. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Amen. So get right and get ready. Grandma and Grandpa from Green Acres, Illinois, and an anonymous brother from Binghamton, New York, obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and they are our WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water sponsors for this program. Father, bless them, Lord, and thank you, Lord, for touching their hearts to support your program and your watchmen. Father, I know there are needs there, Lord God, and I ask you to meet the needs of Grandma and Grandpa and the anonymous brother from New York. God, touch their hearts and touch their lives and make the path straight for them. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And also, Lord, bless all the listeners tonight as you touch them with your true truth. Hallelujah. Let's pull some right out of the fire. Jude chapter 1, verse 23. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now the prophecy news behind the news with my Spirit-filled and Spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
No-fly zone enforced by shoot-to-kill order in America. FAA bans non-commercial aircraft near downtown Chicago, USA. A new report reveals plans to keep residents and dignitaries safe during the NATO summit include a no-fly zone with a shoot-to-kill mandate for those who break the ban. The U.S. government is warning small plane pilots that if they enter the no-fly zone near downtown Chicago during the summit, they may be shot down. The flight advisory was issued by the USA Federal Aviation Administration. Watchman comment, do you believe my warnings of losing American freedoms now? This is a 666 end time sign, and it's certainly not a sign of a free America, don't you know? Continuing, false religious groups and churches. St. Catharines, Ontario. Doris Rosado watches her teenage daughters, Nanette and Kyra Mangra, get their number 666 tattooed on their wrists, beaming with pride. The number typically conjures up biblical symbolism tied to the Antichrist, but this St. Catharines, Ontario family belongs to an obscure Christian cult for which 666 is a positive symbol of their group's messianic leader. They wanted to do it, says Mrs. Rosando. 45 at the St. Catherine's Tattoo Parlor where her daughters were being inked. But now it's more important because we're counting down. I'm so proud, she said. For this family and other members of the Growing in Grace International, these tattoos are a way of demonstrating their faith as true believers of Jose de Luis de Jesus, their spiritual leader, who they fervently believe is the second coming of Jesus Christ. Before a day of reckoning, they believe will wipe out most of humanity. The group, which they say has branches in 5 Canadian cities and members in more than 130 countries, believes that on June 30th or July 1st, across the national dateline, their Texas-based leader and his followers will be transformed, said Alex Posey, the group's bishop in Canada. Watchman comment, my, oh my, another false Jesus, another false prophet, leading his followers straight to hell, and that's the truth. And by the way, it's an end time sign. 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. 1 John chapter 2, verse 22, who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is an Antichrist. 1 John chapter 4, verse 3, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, and this is that spirit of Antichrist. My, my, my. Does that sound to you like Jose de Luis de Jesus? Sounds like it to me. Continuing. Idiotic proposal. Free college for all. Wow, that's great, isn't it? That's what you think. Last week, America's outstanding debt for student loans reached $1 trillion. In response to the news, college students threw public tantrums, called demonstrations and protests by a predictably sympathetic media, while assorted political panderers spoke lightly of writing off the debt as if they could make $1 trillion in red ink just disappear. My, oh my. Continuing. The abomination. Why do they still call him president? Since the nobody senator from nowhere rose to DNC fame during the 2004 Democratic National Convention and was subsequently hustled into the highest office in our land called the president, despite his blank resume and invisible past, people have been desperately searching for an honest forum in which to ask, who is this Yahoo and where did he come from? And how the heck did he become America's first openly Marxist White House resident president? My, oh my. Continuing. This report by Pastor Chuck Baldwin, quote, I believe there is a conspiracy by powerful elitists to surrender America's independence and national sovereignty to a globalist New World Order. I believe the Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, and Bilderbergers are especially culpable in this regard. I further believe that the current effort to merge the United States into a North American community, or by whatever name they try to call it, and the push to provide amnesty, not to mention billions in federal tax dollars, to millions of illegal aliens comprise a grave threat to America. I am also convinced that there is a bold and blatant attempt underfoot to turn the United States into a police state-style surveillance society to which personal freedoms and liberties are being quickly sacrificed. Passage of the USA Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, are examples of this flagrant betrayal of liberty. Close quote from Pastor Chuck Baldwin. Continuing.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Artificial sweeteners and flavor enhancers are dangerous. This includes aspartame, monosodium glutamate, sacralose, and many others. Unfortunately, these artificial sweeteners and flavor enhancers break down into highly toxic chemical agents that damage important regions of the body. Take monosodium glutamate, for instance. This extremely dangerous flavor enhancer and preservative is used in many canned and packaged foods. The Arizona Center for Advanced Medicine has stated that monosodium glutamate promotes the growth of cancer cells and is highly neurotoxic to the body. Other studies have linked it to liver damage, chronic inflammation, chronic pain, and weight loss resistance. Continuing. More prophecy news writers see Pope Benedict preparing way for Petrus Romanus and the reign of the false prophet and Antichrist. In recent years, Rome has labored to strengthen and fulfill its fundamental missionary purpose, to bring other churches' teachings in line with Roman Catholicism, specifically to get them to acknowledge and unite under the authority of the Pope. As it was, he, remember, who wrote in the Dominus Testus document of 2000 that all churches that fail to accept apostolic succession, belief in the uninterrupted transfer of papal authority from the Apostle Peter to the present-day Pope are spiritually gravely deficient and are not churches in the proper sense. Watchman comment, my. I'd stay away from those kind of churches, especially that one, wouldn't you? My. What blasphemy against the true Word of God. Continuing. Leaked U.S. Army document outlines plans for re-education camps in America. The document, entitled FM3-39.40, Internment and Resettlement Operations, was originally released on a restricted basis to the DOD, Department of Defense, in February 2010, but has now been leaked online. The manual outlines policies for processing detainees into internment camps in the USA and globally and again inside the US. International agencies like the UN and the Red Cross are named as partners, in addition to domestic federal agencies, including the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA. Do you believe the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now? I warned you, didn't I? I told you this was coming, and it's almost here. Continuing. Dangerous glass fibers in cigarettes worsen lung cancer damage for smokers. Shocking new research reveals that a specific type of lung cancer many smokers develop comes from tiny tears in their lung tissue caused by microscopic glass fibers, also known as glass wool, found in many conventional cigarette filters. These rips in the epithelial or soft tissue fuel the development of tumors and cancerous cells due to the consistent overload of toxins, namely pesticides, nicotine, and ammonia contained in the commercial cigarette smoke. The filters of typical commercial cigarettes contain microscopic needle-shaped shards of glass wool, like fiberglass insulation, which escape into the mouth and throat, and then lodge with tobacco tar in the lung tissue, surrounding the tiny air sacs and lead to COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, and eventually lung cancer. Watchman comment, if you are still smoking, will you quit now? You have been watchman warned. The tiny fiberglass shards penetrate the lipid bilayer and then embed in the lung tissue, causing the tissue to harden and eventually lose its ability to absorb oxygen. This damage fuels the development of the same type of lung cancer, mesothelioma, that is associated with asbestos poisoning that you hear on TV quite frequently. And you're probably sitting there and smoking one of those shard-lation cigarettes while you're listening to it. My, oh my, will you quit now? Continuing, America catering to Mexicans for votes in presidential race. Did you notice how Romney and Obama hired special election gurus to garner the Mexican vote in the upcoming presidential election? They don't address the black vote, the white vote, or the American Hispanic vote. They connive for the Mexican vote. Watchman comment, I told you this was what was behind illegals' amnesty. Do you believe the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now? Well, maybe you don't. I don't know what I can say to convince you, but the truth is the truth. The time is short. The day of the Lord is at hand. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Amen. Continuing. Fukushima reactor number 4, vulnerable to catastrophic collapse, could unleash 85 times cesium-137 radiation found at the Russian Chernobyl disaster. Human civilization is on the brink of disaster. This news puts everything else in the category of insignificance by comparison. Are you concerned about the 2012 U.S. presidential election? Are you worried about GMOs, fluoride, vaccines, secret poisons? None of these could even matter. If we don't solve the problem of Fukushima reactor number 4, which is on the verge of a catastrophic failure that could unleash enough radiation to end human civilization on our planet, the resulting release of radiation would turn North America into a dead zone for humans. mutated and failed crops, radioactive groundwater, skyrocketing infant mortality, an explosion in cancer and infertility. This is what could be unleashed at any moment from an earthquake in Japan. Fukushima Reactor 4 requires urgent intervention as a coalition calls for emergency UN action to halt the catastrophic release of radiation. Watchman comment, though there is now radiation contamination all over the world, including America, from Fukushima, this worst-case scenario has not yet happened. However, all it would take for it to happen is a large earthquake there in Japan near Fukushima Daiichi. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Stay tuned for another True Truth quick Bible study and possibly live call-ins, letters, or both as the program finishes. Dear friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this week. And when you do, please also pray about including a WOW, Walk on Water, love offering. And when you obey God, you too will say, WOW. This program is listener-supported, and it is the only way it can stay on the air, and that's the truth. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. I'll look forward to finding your letter in Post Office Box 122 this week, and may God bless you in a big, big way. I'm sure that new person, Joan, who sent her first love gift to help keep Signs on the Air, will be blessed, 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 because I just found her letter in Post Office Box 122. Please write Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122. Town is Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E. New York, abbreviate that, just N-Y. Zip code in the U.S. of A, 13797. I'll repeat that address in a moment for you to check what you wrote down. The Bible is how we live free in an unfree world. And what do you think about today's world? Is it free or isn't it free? What about today's America? Now for our ending True Truth quick Bible study from, of course, the King James Version. Leviticus chapter 23, verses 15, 16, and 17. And ye shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that ye brought the sheath of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Even unto the morrow after the 7th Sabbath shall ye number 50 days. And ye shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord. Ye shall bring out of your habitations 2 wave loaves of 2/10 deals. They shall be of the fine flour, and they shall be bacon with leaven. They are the first fruits unto the Lord. My dear listening friends, sometimes that Old Testament can be a little confusing. But in the Tanakh, which means Old Testament in Hebrew, the Lord commanded Israel to count the Omer, the barley harvest, beginning the day after the Sabbath during the Passover, 50 days to the biblical festival of Shavuot, which is Pentecost. Now you're understanding those verses a little bit better. A remarkable fact is that for nearly 2,000 years, the Jewish people had no homeland and no harvest to count, yet they continued to count the Omer, counting a harvest that did not even exist at that time. Then, about 130 years ago, a historical miracle began as the Lord drew the Jewish people back to their ancient homeland, the land of Israel. Folks, the Holy Ghost is all over me. Hallelujah. The land was revived from dusty desert, and the barley harvest was restored, as well as a multitude of other crops, so that now the Omer is counted as it was in ancient times, with, of course, an actual harvest. Now, if the Jews in dysporsia, which means dispersion, could count the days of non-existent harvest, the expectation of a divine blessing, which they earnestly hope for, then they set an excellent example for us who trust in the Messiah called Christ Jesus they gave to the world. Since faith is the conviction of things not seen, we also can begin to give thanks for blessings we're praying for, even though we have not as yet received those blessings. Our unsaved loved one, chronic illnesses, broken relationships, financial disasters, loss of vision, All these are trials which are testing and maturing our faith. We can rejoice in them even as we give thanks in the expectation of victory, restoration, and a harvest of righteousness which is on the way. And may these come to many of us by faith this year, 2012. Amen and amen. My friends, will you thank the Lord for the blessings you are about to receive? They're on their way. Maranatha. The day of Christ's return is at hand, my friends. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now, a preached altar call in a church service by Pastor Johnson.
Luke chapter 21, verse 28. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. We know that the signs of the times are well past the stage of beginning to come to pass. It is my prayer that at least some of the sleeping masses will come fully awake to the words of the Lord Jesus, and rather than look in any direction in this world, that they would look up and repent. For the Savior will mercifully pardon and save His people to the uttermost. Seek Him now with all your heart, and He will visit you with grace. It's your only hope.
My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. And as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in this coming Wednesday to frequency 9350 at 7 p.m. Eastern. As I said, this coming Wednesday night. That's 9350 Wednesday, 6 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
Good morning, Brother Johnson. This is May 5. A good reception this morning on 7490. Earlier in the week on the Wednesday transmission, May 2, no luck at all on 9350. In fact, the frequency for me here in Central Illinois has been dead about all week. Good reception this morning, 7490, and no reception at all, 9350, on May 2nd, Wednesday. God bless.
Thank you so much for that signal report, brother. I really, really appreciated it. That's what happened last year with 9350. It went dead out in central Ohio. So that's the one reason why I took the Saturday morning frequency, 7490 at 8:30 a.m. on WWCR. Hopefully that others that cannot hear 9350 can hear the repeat Saturday mornings at 8:30 a.m. 7490. Thanks, and Maranatha. Thanks for tuning in to Signs Radio, my friends. This program is here to be a blessing to you. Will you pray about how you can bless me back? There must be a way. Here is the address again more quickly, so you can check what you wrote down before. S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, L-I-S-L-E-N-Y, 13797. Now my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial it as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program. When I know you are listening, it truly does help keep Science Radio on the air. I only have one line, so please just keep hitting your redial if it is busy until you get through. Thanks. Get ready. Here comes my 24/7 virtual recorder number. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating, 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in right now today. Remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Please pray about sending your wow offering this week. God bless you, my friends. Be awesomely, awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.